If you don't go through this process, you can't do it for them and you can't teach them. And so all you teach them is bad habits of getting excited when a person comes to first base. And then now you got a whole bunch of excited people who, hey, we have 15 people at the business briefing today. And they're all excited, going nowhere fast. Because they don't know how to bam fam. They don't know how to book a meeting from a meeting. You don't know how to do three-way calls. Guys, learn this. This is the art. Three-way calling is an art. Edification is the fuel that makes the three-way works. Don't ever get on the phone and say, hey, Holton. Holton, this is John. John, this is Holton. Go ahead, Holton. No edification whatsoever. I can't tell that person anything. Trust me. Hey, Holton, listen, you know what? Hey, listen, this is a guy here. He's interested in the business, and I want you to talk to him. Holton, John. John Holton. You've taken all the power away. See, you know what John thinks? John thinks I'm just like you. He doesn't have any respect for you, so he definitely doesn't have any respect for me. And he doesn't have any trust for me. So nothing I say is meaning anything to him. That's why the edification is very important. You understand? That's why the edification is very important. While you're edifying, how do you edify? You edify with stories. You edify with stories. You don't have to edify with facts and figures. Edify with stories. Stories are the most important aspect of edification. How do I build my business? I tell stories all the time. I've made more money from talking about Mama Graham than anybody else in my group. Now, is she the number one income earner in my group? No. But her story, in my opinion, is the most phenomenal in this entire company. 75 years young, bronze executive in the company, making more money in this company here than she ever made in corporate America for working 35 years. Is that a strong story or what? She had a fixed income. Operating on a fixed income. Got involved in this business here. Now she doesn't have a fixed income anymore. Guys, that's a very, very strong story. Why don't you use, if you're in her group, why aren't you using her for a three-way? All she has to do is get on and tell her story. Facts, tell, stories, sell. All I do when I'm on a three-way, I get on there and I tell my story. People just want social proof. They want to know, does it work and can I do it? Those are the two things people want to know. Does it work and can I do it? And will I get some help? For some people, will I get some help? Does it work, can I do it, and will I get some help? That's what a three-way call does. Now, there's three stories that you tell in network marketing. Three stories. Guys, get these stories and I want you to understand them. I want you to burn them up here permanently. Understand this, guys. I'm equipping you right now with some stuff that if you use this stuff, you will go out and be able to make a fortune if you use it. If you don't use it, you'll go out and you have the same results that you've been having. Now, the first story in network marketing is your upline story. Why? Because you just got started and you don't have one yet. Your upline story. Talk about your upline. I talked about the upline. I talked about the help that I got from the upline. I talked about how they were on time picking me up from the airport when I went out there to see the business. It was stories. I was just sharing stories. I didn't tell them anything about the company because I didn't know anything about the company. Some people try to get so educated on the facts and figures of the company. How this works? How does this product work? How does that work? How does this work? How does that work? And guess what? People are not interested in that. I give an example all the time. Who in here, I'm going to give you another example. Who in here in the business is less than a month old? Danny, how much volume does it take to get a car bonus? How much volume does it take created in your business to get car bonus? 100 BV, he says. So who else in here is new? This is not to embarrass anybody. How much volume does it take to get matching bonuses?
Don't know.
Don't know. Who else in here is a month old? Now, raise your hands if you're, I'm proving a point here. Julian, question, how much volume does it take to cycle four times? You don't know. Now, Danny, when I got started in network marketing, was I rich or broke?
Broke.
I was broke. Did I own a company? Did I work for somebody else? Or no, did I have both?
You
had
both?
I had both. Danny, what kind of car do I drive? It's the big one. You follow what I'm saying? They don't understand the facts and figures, but he knows all of my story.
Right.
He bought my story. He didn't buy the comp plan. He doesn't know it.
Right.
If it took 100 BV to get a car bonus, everybody in here would be driving a car. You follow what I'm saying? So the facts and figures have nothing to do with whether a person gets in. It's the story. So the first story that you tell is your upline story. You know why I bought that car? I didn't buy it for me. I bought it for you. It's a story that you need to be sharing. Bobby just went out and got that car. He didn't buy it. I know for a fact he didn't get that one for him. He knows that. He bought it for the group. It's a story to tell. It's a story, a success story to tell. Durbin went out. Guess what he wanted? Durbin wanted a Toyota. Land Cruiser. I say, man, ain't nobody getting fired up about a Toyota Land Cruiser. You better go over there and get yourself one of those Lexuses. He got a Lexus. Why? For the group. It's a story to tell. I tell about their story more than anybody else. Bobby only had his car 2 or 3 days. Man, I probably told that story about 20, 30, 40, 50 times to people who are even in the group and to prospects. You follow what I'm saying? It's the stories that we tell. Upline story is what you tell. Now, people are going to ask you questions like, well, hey, how much money have you made? I don't know. All I know is this. That's all you need to say. How much money have you made, Brina? I don't know. All I know is this. I'm working with a guy named Holton Bugs. This guy was broke when he first got started in internet network marketing. $250,000 in debt. Now he's completely out of debt. The company just purchased him a 745 BMW Li. It's an $84,000 car if you want to go out there and buy it brand new. This guy's helping so many people earn a high six-figure income. He's helping me. I got a question for you. Who's helping you? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the stories. It's the stories that sell. It's the stories. So you tell your upline story. How much money have you made? I don't know. All I know is this. The person who I'm involved in business with had $35 in the bank. 12 months later, had over $300,000 in cash that paid off all of his bills, and he's helping 100 people become a millionaire. How many millions have you made yet? See, I always answer a question with a question. Those are the stories that I answer objections with stories. I edify with stories. Those are the stories that I tell. First story. Second story that you tell is your story. Your story, when you get one. Some of you don't even understand that you have a very strong story. How many of you have at least sponsored one person at the executive level? George, your story is so powerful you don't even understand it right now. He doesn't understand it because he tells it all the time. He does understand this. Let's say, for I know George sponsored his first two executive plans. How long did it take you to do that? About 2 weeks. Now, this is the key thing I want you to understand. How much time did you put into sponsoring those two people? How much time did you put into sponsoring those two people? How much time was the presentation?
2 hours.
2 hours. A piece? So that's 4 hours. Let me share a story. Well, how much money have you made, George? I don't know. I don't know much about this business at all. All I know is I'm plugged into a system that's incredible, and with 4 hours of work, I made over $480. It's a little over $120 an hour. Now, how much you say you make an hour again? You don't have to be a platinum to have a story. Some of you who've run ad, how many of you have run an ad and had at least one person to call? Two people, three people. Most of you had, some of you have 50 people to call. How much money have you made? I don't know. All I know is this. Part of our system allows us to attract all kinds of people around the country to call us about our business. Matter of fact, this week, I just ran one of the ads, and I had 15 people call me who are looking for a call back. And my upline and myself are going to decide which ones we're going to put in our business. How many people have called you lately about an opportunity? It's a story. I'm telling a story about the system. I'm not getting into, well, I made X amount of dollars. You know why? Because I'll tell you this. When I used to tell people what my income was, it was either too much or too little. It's never the right number. I tell a story. I tell stories. That's all I tell. Hey, listen, you know what? Before I got involved in internet network marketing, I had a car repossessed. I got involved in this industry, and I was able to go out and buy me a Lexus Cash. Don't know. But I just tell stories. I don't tell them what my income is. I just tell the story. That's your story. How's it working for you? I don't know. All I know is this. You know, my first time exposing this business to people, we put about 8 people in our organization. I have no idea how it works, but this thing is growing like crazy. It could have been 8 CPCs. It could have been 8 wholesale IBOs. It doesn't matter. They will go back and leave with that story. Third story that you tell is the most important one. And this is your success team story. Your success team are the people in your organization that you're helping build a business. Some people call it downline. I just don't like the term downline or referring to people as a downline because I don't look down on anybody. You want people below you? Go walk in the graveyard. Some of y'all will get that later on. Okay, now, so success team, how's it working? I don't know. All I know is this. One of the people that I've been able to help become financially independent is a guy named Bobby. He answered one of our ads, got involved in the business, replaced a six-figure income, and just bought a brand new BMW. I think it's working okay. How's it working? I don't know. You know, one of the people I sponsored, named Regina Baker, got involved and never had made any money in this industry before. She's the number 25 income earner in the company out of 35,000 people. She's doing okay, completely retired, financially independent. How's it working? Well, I don't know. You know, one of the guys I sponsored, his name is Derwin. You know, Derwin got involved in the business, had experience, never made any money, got involved, and 2 months later was able to not need a job anymore after working for this company for 11 years with an engineering degree. He's the number 11 income earner in the entire company out of 35,000 people. You know what they're thinking? You must be way up there. Because I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the people that I've helped. How's it working? Oh, it's working pretty good. Did you ever think stories could be so powerful? Absolutely. Why don't we take a 30-second action break? But during this break, I want you to write down three stories. First, your support line story. Second, your story. And then someone on your success team.